Did you sing or dance?
Roland wanted to know.
Neither one, Joe replied. I gave him the old stand-up.
Stand-up?
He means he was a comedian, Susanna said. He told jokes.
Correct, Joe said brightly. Some folks actually thought they were funny, too. Of course, they were the minority.
He got an agent, whose previous enterprise, a discount men's clothing store, had gone bankrupt. One thing led to another, he said, and one gig led to another, too. Eventually, he found himself working second- and third-rate nightclubs from coast to coast, driving a battered but reliable old Ford pickup truck, and going where Chance, his agent, sent him. He almost never worked the weekends. On the weekends, even the third-rate clubs wanted to book rock and roll bands. This was in the late 60s and early 70s, and there'd been no shortage of what Joe called current events material. Hippies and yippies, bra burners and Black Panthers, movie stars, and, as always, politics. But he said he had been more of a traditional, joke-oriented comedian. Let Mort Saul and George Carlin do the current events shtick if they wanted it. He'd stick to speaking of my mother-in-law, and they say our Polish friends are dumb, but let me tell you about this Irish girl I met. During his recitation, an odd, and to Susanna at least, rather poignant thing happened. Joe Collins's mid-world accent, with its yers and yars and if-it-does-yas, began to cross-fade into an accent she could only identify as wise guy American. She kept expecting to hear Bird come out of his mouth as Boyd, Heard as Hoyd. But she guessed that was only because she'd spent so much time with Eddie. She thought Joe Collins was one of those odd, natural mimics whose voices are the auditory equivalent of silly putty, taking impressions that fade as quickly as they rise to the surface.